This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Well, hello there, and welcome back to The Jump. Today is going to be a really quick episode on detaching yourself from the outcome and then watching what happens next. Many of us have been conditioned to attach ourselves to the outcome. This starts with, you know, even schooling. You take a test, you care about the outcome. What is the grade? You know, as adults, we invest our money in a fund. We care about the outcome, obviously. We want a return on our investment. We want to see high performance. We always care about the outcome, right? That's how we're taught, that the outcome is what matters versus the process. And when you can detach yourself from the outcome of your actions, when you're going after the goal, or the dream, like a big goal, a big dream. Let's say it's a promotion at work, right? And the perfect outcome, quote unquote, would be you get the fucking promotion. You work your ass off. You give up your fucking holidays. You work through weekends. You work 12, 14 hour days. Your boss turns around and says, Jesus, you are a fucking genius. Here's that promotion. Outcome. Nice. Golf clap. That's not a golf clap. I think this is a golf clap. I don't even know how to do a golf clap because I'm not rich, but I think it's something like that. Anyway, outcome. All right? You get the promotion. Well, what if you didn't get the promotion, but you went after it tooth and nail with everything that you had? Then what? Do you think it would be a failure? Do you think you would be a failure? What about you if you looked at who you became in the process of becoming the person who goes after the promotion? What if you looked at the process of what you learned about yourself, what you're capable of, what a freaking baller you are, how much you can pack into your brain, what your performance really is when you push yourself? What about that? The process. Because that person who went after that goal of the promotion for 3 months straight and gave up their weekends and freaking worked their tail off and fucking dealt with like Vanessa down the hall, even though she's a freaking sociopath, like that person who relentlessly went after their goal no matter what, showed up every single day and just went after it, that is a different person than the person who sits on the couch and plays it fucking safe because they think the promotion isn't achievable. So why should I even try? You should fucking try because of the person you become in the process. You should try because the person you become in the process, it has nothing to do with the outcome. Your boss gives you the promotion or not, you have to detach from the outcome and embrace the very motherfucking uncomfortable process of who you become as you go after it. It is about the process, not the outcome. Why do you think they don't teach us this in university or any of the fancy private or public schools? Why? I think there could be a reason. I'm not saying that fucking conspiracy to keep us all as fucking like little robots, little corporate zombies. Little sheep out to pasture. I'm not saying that. Wouldn't want to say that. Wouldn't want to say that, right? Why are we never taught to embrace the fucking uncomfortable process? Maybe you get the promotion, maybe you don't get the promotion, but you get you. You get a new level of fucking you. You become something new, something evolved, something stronger, something smarter, something faster, something hungrier. You become that by allowing yourself to go after the fucking goal. I don't know if the goal is going to happen or not. Your boss might be a blind jerk, or he might have a, you know, or she might have a small epiphany and see a beautiful piece of talent in front of them that deserves a promotion. Don't know. Can't control that. Can only control you. Let me repeat that. You can only control you. So what are you doing about you? What are you doing about your goal? What are you doing about your fucking dream? Are you sitting on the sidelines because you think it's fucking impossible? Who says it's impossible? And why the fuck are you listening to them? People with many limitations like to share those limitations. It makes them very uncomfortable to see someone break away from the herd. Believe me, I've had those people in my life. Even now. And they're dropping away. People that I thought would be a bit more supportive and a bit more present have gone in another direction. I don't give a shit. Candidly, I'm becoming who I'm supposed to be. Every single day, even though it's very uncomfortable to do podcasts. Well, it is and it's not. You become something different in the process, but you're not even allowing yourself to go through the uncomfortable process of pursuing that dream because you're afraid you're going to fail. You're afraid. And I'm with you. I feel you, dude. I feel you. Do that. Sucks to fail until you get used to it, till you realize through the failure is freedom. Let me say that again. Through the failure is freedom. You get comfortable with failure, you'll get comfortable with learning. You need to fail in order to learn fast. Playing it safe is learning slow. Maybe you'll retire at 50, maybe you'll retire at 60. And quite frankly, the money's never going to feel good no matter when you retire because you never really figured out what your edge was. You never pushed past your limits. Detachment from the outcome. A mentor of mine was going through this with me yesterday. Quite frankly, not just me, but if you hire any coach and that coach doesn't have a fucking mentor that they're talking about, like, fucking don't hire that coach. Like, every coach I know, the top, the best of the best, they all have a mentor. And it came to my attention like 2 weeks ago how many coaches, executive coaches in particular in finance, have no mentors or coaches that they're being coached by. I was like, the fucking fuck of fucks. Separate story. Detachment from the outcome. Surrender to the process. Relentlessly go after your goal. Who you will become in that process of going after your goal, it won't matter. The promotion won't fucking matter because you become a new fucking person. You become this person of tremendous grit and strength, and you become unfucking stoppable. So whether the promotion is there from this particular person or not won't really fucking matter because now you've become something else, someone else, someone with a new set of skill sets, someone with a new set of balls, someone with a new level of fucking confidence, someone with a new level of self-discipline. And that person will get the job, whether it's in-house at your current work or someplace else. That person attracts the opportunity like a fucking magnet. But you have to become the person first. You have to become the person first. And the only way you become the person is by fucking going through the process. The process sucks. It is eating dirt sometimes. And it is also the most invigorating inspiring thing you could ever do for yourself. That process that I'm talking about. You must detach from the outcome and surrender to the process. And I'm not going to paint a beautiful, Van Gogh picture about this process. The process is fucking terrible. Process is hard. But it is the process. And it fucking works. And if you want freedom, if you want optionality, if you want to start feeling alive again, there's no other way to get there other than the process. There isn't. You have to relentlessly throw yourself into that goal, into that dream, whatever it is. People think you're crazy? Fucking let them. Most people on this planet right now are in a deep, deep condition of pain. And then there's also an awakening happening. That's happening too. So it's not all dark. You want to listen to the naysayers? People say you can't do it? Fine, go ahead. Watch another decade go by, you staying stuck doing exactly what you're doing. Except in another 10 years, you'll have more wrinkles. This is your life. This is your life. You have one precious life. Detach yourself from the outcome and surrender to the process. See who you become. Just give it a try. See who you become if day after day you show up for you and you go after the dream, the goal, the promotion, the job, the income, the house, whatever the fuck it is. See who you become when you start to believe that you're fucking worth it. You're worth the hour less of sleep. And listen, this is talking to someone who fucking loves her sleep. You're worth the extra 2 hours of work. You're worth it. You're worth testing your limits. You're worth testing your limits. You're the only one who can do it. No one else can do it for you. Even if I was your coach, and I'm fucking good at it. Even if I was your coach, I can't force you to see where your limits are and push past them. I can't do it for you. I can coach you through it. It's fucking uncomfortable, dude. Very uncomfortable. But this is where the freedom is. This is where the freedom is. I had to start this podcast not knowing if it would have 5 subscribers or 2. My mother and maybe my brother. I had to do it by detaching myself from the outcome. It is deeply motherfucking uncomfortable. You think I want to fucking like get here and like get gussied up? Gussied up. Oh my God. I am super old. But I am not someone who likes makeup. I don't like doing my hair. Not that I really did it. I did it before, but now it's just up. It's very uncomfortable for me to bare my soul and not know whether or not this podcast will resonate, whether or not it will land, whether or not it will hit. But I have to become the person who I'm supposed to be by embracing the process. I have to try and know and have faith that in the trying consistently, I become the next level of me. I hope this podcast helps people. I really do. But I don't know. I just have to show up and record, say a little prayer, and give it up to God and the universe to just do whatever they're supposed to do with it, whatever they think is best. I have to give it up. Now, you may not think of God, you may not believe in God or the universe, and that's okay. We all are on our different own paths. But do try believing in detachment from the outcome, because therein lies the secret. They don't tell you that in school. They want you obedient. They want to put the carrots in front of the rabbits and tell the rabbits to run. And you run until when? Until you're 60 or 65 and then you retire. Maybe you've got 10 good years where you can actually move around without everything aching and breaking. They don't tell you about the process at university because they don't want you to know who you could become if you really went after it and detached yourself from the end result. Very, very difficult to do. We don't live in a society that teaches this. I mean, we do within personal development and motivational speaking and inspirational speaking. Yeah, detachment from the outcome is taught, but you know, there's a whole bunch of people in a whole bunch of corporate jobs who are like, what the fuck is she fucking talking about? I get you. I mean, I worked in finance for like 25 years. Like, I get it. But we're talking about transformation and fucking freedom. And we're talking about a mindset shift. Particularly growth mindset. That's what I'm talking about. Detachment from the outcome is a fundamental pillar of growth mindset. Another pillar of growth mindset is when all shit breaks loose in your life and you can sit back quietly within yourself and say, okay, what did that teach me? How can I learn from this? That's fucking difficult, dude. When you want to really react and scream and yell and rage, but then you create the space and the distance to just say, how does this serve me? What is the lesson? What is the blessing? When everything is falling apart and you say, what is the lesson? What is the blessing? What is the lesson? What is the blessing? And you open up your heart and your mind to that. Woo! Powerful. Powerful. Keeping this quick today. Absolutely love you to pieces. Reese's Pieces. They are my favorite, especially in a milkshake. And I will see you on the flip side of the moon. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.